Welcome to the Winston Awards, as Radio Free Pro Wrestling celebrates the best and the worst in pro wrestling in the last year.
Ashley, we're going to start off our worst of awards with Worst Male Performer 2023. Do you want me to go first? Or do you want to go first?
Go ahead. You can go first.
Okay. So I'm going to channel my inner David because I'm going to Progress Professional Wrestling. Simon Miller. He's wrestled a few matches inside that promotion. Normally, he's the host of every chapter of Progress Wrestling in the last year or so. He's good on YouTube. I like his show. He's good at reviewing, but I just can't stand him in a wrestling ring or hosting a wrestling event. I'm sorry.
I think it's tough to cross over like that, too. So
who is your choice for Worst Male Wrestler?
This is rough, and I don't like doing this. I went with a big name, though. And I went with somebody who, for his name, the in-ring stuff hasn't been bad, but the booking has been very strange. And I know that he at least has a part in it. And that's Chris Jericho. Like I said, the in-ring stuff isn't bad. I don't think he's like the worst performer I've seen, but like some really weird and wonky booking decisions for like one of the top names in AEW. And like, I don't feel like it should be that hard to book somebody like Chris Jericho.
You know, he's really had a off 2023. I mean, he was coming off of a really hot 2022, but 2023, I feel like he couldn't decide which version of Chris Jericho he wanted to be. Do you want to be a heel Chris Jericho? Do you want to be the Painmaker Chris Jericho? Do you want to be the Lionheart Chris Jericho?
Yeah, and it's kind of been all over the place, and like it's like really weird pairings and stuff. Like the I don't know if the stuff with Kenny Omega is really gonna do anything or go anywhere. I like Chris Jericho better as a heel anyway, and seeing him like kind of go this babyface route that I don't feel is really panning out right now is kind of putting me off.
You know, it's a fair point, and maybe it's just bad timing and everybody's due a bad year, and we can overlook a bad year by Chris Jericho because the dude has a catalog of 5-star matches.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, like the in-ring stuff isn't really my concern. It's more of like this weird character, and like I felt like we would have had more development from like the JAS breaking up and kind of like his ego project falling apart, but it didn't really do anything or change anything. So
true. Okay, so let's flip the coin. We're going over to Worst Female Performer 2023. Once again, I want to channel my inner David because I can guess his pick already because this lady came back in 2023. She's in the WWE and she's on Monday Night Raw. And I had to sit there for like 3 weeks in a row and watch her just lay waste lady after lady after lady as Nia Jax somehow got back to this company and they decided to, we need to rebuild Nia Jax. Hopefully coming up here in about a week till we get to Monday Night Raw day one, Becky Lynch is going to destroy her. But she's my worst wrestler of 2023 female.
Fair enough. I remember some of those awful, awful clips from, what was it, Io Sky that she fought a few years ago. Oh my God, that was brutal.
Ashley, who's your choice?
All right. Again, tough. I went with names again that I don't feel like the in-ring was the worst part of it. It's more of the character and the booking that I'm not the hugest on. And that's Saraya. And it's kind of unfortunate because she has this big comeback and I'm so happy for her for that. But the weird Outcast versus original storyline that sort of just fizzled out when Jamie Hayter got hurt kind of left everybody kind of in limbo. We got like the really weird kind of like breakup of the Outcast, Saraya kind of being kind of pushed to the back with the emergence of Toni Storm. Her weird title reign, like which should have been like a really great thing, like her coming back from her injury, winning it in her home country, but she has the title a month. She doesn't, I don't even think, defend it one time until she loses it to Hikaru Shida. Just some really weird choices that didn't do anything for her or anyone else in the division.
Ashley, it's a good choice. I mean, she's had such a insane 2023. I remember her making her debut at Arthur Ashe Stadium. The crowd loved her. They were wanting to cheer they wanted to cheer Saraya, and they took her down this hill road and just spun around. Oh, hi, you're going to London, literally like 30 minutes away from where she lives, and still a heel. But hey, at all in, she's a face. She wins the title. And I think, okay, we're going to kickstart this face running for Saraya. It's going to be all systems go. Oh, no, it wasn't. No, We had enough title reign, and now she's lucky to get promo time or a match.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like you said, a lot of weird calls. Like, you had her as a heel, but then you wanted the big baby face moment in her hometown, which was kind of at odds with everything. Everybody was behind Sheeta at the time. I don't know. It was really weird, and I'm hoping they can kind of work it out. Seems like they got maybe something brewing between her and Ruby going forward. Maybe they can work that out into something a little better, but kind of a weird year.
Well, we're going to wish her the best 2024 ever, because I want to see her go out on good terms. So we're moving on to worst match of the year. And Ashley, I'm going to AEW. You probably know this match. It's Aubrey Edwards and her tag team partners versus Jeff Jarrett, Karen Jarrett, and Jay freaking Lethal. Why did this match have an assist in 2023?
No idea. There's a few matches like that this year. I get that Aubrey Edwards is very popular with AEW fans and stuff like that. It's not always a reason to put somebody in a match, though.
I'm like, let her be the referee. Or if you want her to have a match, let her have a singles match with a wrestler who's a veteran who can lead her through the match. They're putting her into a match, which is a mixed tag team match, where the only person she can interact with is yet another lady who isn't a full-time professional wrestler.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think, like, her interactions with Jericho are, like, perfect. You know, like, she's the referee, but she doesn't take Jericho's, you know, crap from him or anything like that. They might get into it. I like those kinds of interactions. I think the match was a bit far, though.
True. So what is your choice for worst match of the year?
So I went with this match because I hated it from the very moment it was announced. Another AEW match that happened this past year, Jeff Hardy versus Jeff Jarrett in that Texas chainsaw title match, whatever it was. It was just, why? I didn't need that on my television this year. And not only was, like, the match itself terrible, but, like, production for it was, like, awful too. You started the match in a dark hallway in the back and then went to picture in picture immediately. So it was just a little black box on your screen for, like, 5 minutes until they came back. It's very tough to watch Jeff Hardy have a match at all in 2023 and 2024. His body looks like it's in pain all the time. It doesn't make for an enjoyable experience watching the match. And just weird choices all around. I hated it.
I agree with you. It's like the time that WWE had the zombie movie tie-in for that lumberjack match, and AEW looked at it like, hold my beer, I can make it worse.
Yeah, I mean, you had, like, the weird leather face guy come running down, like, midway through the match. Just not necessary at all. I mean, the only good thing that came out of that was the charity money.
True, that was the only good part of that. And that promotion may be okay with the fact that at Survivor Series, Ruffled Potato Chip gave you the choice to vote for who had the advantage in the women's war game match. I was like, by the time I saw that, I was like, okay, that's good promotion. Okay, cool. It's not like having a poorly dressed leather face guy walk down to the ring with a fake chainsaw, and they're going like, how's he supposed to interact in this match? You can't use a chainsaw as a weapon.
I mean, I like goofy wrestling. I like comedy wrestling. That was just not it at all for me.
Okay, so I agree with you. Good choice, Ashley, for worst match of the year. And you know what? It's surprising. It didn't come from my worst promotion of the year. And I'm going to a promotion that I used to love and I used to pound this desk for in every year in award show. It's the National Wrestling Alliance. It's the NWA. They are the worst promotion of the year 2023. And it all stems from the fact that, oh, hi, Your Honor, Billy Corgan, on the verge of having a deal done with the CW, hosts this pay-per-view where they decide, oh, we need to do a cocaine spot because reasons.
Yeah, honestly, I'm in agreement. That was my choice as well. And a lot of the rest of the categories here revolve around NWA and that choice. it's such an unforced error, too. It's like the very week that it announces you're in talks to get a television show, you decide to do this. And I don't understand why you don't reevaluate or change plans. I'm baffled by the decision overall.
You know, me too. I was going like, you know, you could, if you want to really do this spot, you could have saved this for Power. You have a weekly TV show on YouTube called Power. Put it on there, not on the pay-per-view. you never know who's going to watch this or, oh, by the way, whoever is going to tweet CW going like, you're bringing this onto the network? I'm turning the channel.
Yeah. And clearly we've seen the results of that. And I feel like we're only going to see like more effects of that over the coming months.
Actually, I guarantee you that we have more listeners than people using the CW app.
That's like a big concern, too. Like you went from this guaranteed, like even if it's not the most heavily trafficked channel, like television is still a big deal to kind of be relegated to an app where people got to you got to bank on people downloading it, bank on them looking for you and looking you up. You're trudging into some kind of murky territory.
True. I mean, look, the WWE looked at CW and saw they wanted wrestling. Like, hi, we have the show on like Tuesday nights called NXT. We're looking for a home. You got money? You got money. Okay, you got a show.
And they had money, and now they have a show.
Starting in October 2024. And it's going to be the biggest audience NXT has ever been shown to. Wrap your head around that one. Okay, so we're moving on to one of my favorite categories of the year. It's who the hell gave him a mic? Ashley, who's your choice?
This was tough. So I went for both male and female. I went with both AEW people because I wanted to go with people I was more familiar with. I don't want to like kind of go after anybody I'm not as familiar with or well-versed with. But my male performer is somebody we haven't seen over the past few months. He's been out. But at the beginning of the year, he's still struggling with promos in kind of a way that's concerning. And that's Sammy Guevara. He's about 4 or 5 years in on being on TV, and I still feel like he hasn't found a niche at all for promos.
You know, I feel like he's a classic case where he needs a manager, and I feel like his wife would be a heck of a manager for him and Ty Mello. I feel like she could do all the talking and let him do the wrestling, because him in a ring is great. I love watching him in the ring. Him on a mic, I just don't know. Sometimes it doesn't click for somebody, and to me personally, that might be the case with one Sammy Guevara is the fact that it doesn't click.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. He has like a weird tone when he talks on the mic too, which is something that I think he needs to work on. And like you said, I think Tay would be like great. She's kind of got like the fieriness to her. So I think her being on the mic while Sammy does like all the high flying action in the ring could work. But I agree, in-ring work is stellar, but the mic stuff, especially after so long of being on TV and kind of like working with the names he has, like the fact that it doesn't feel like it's really improved all that much is kind of concerning.
True, very true. So I'm saying AEW for my choice for who the hell gave this person a mic, and I'm going to the owner. I'm going to Tony Khan, because special announcement for this special announcement. Do you remember when he started his company, he was like, hey, I'm not going to be on TV that much. He's getting close to that Dizzy Carter line where he's getting ready to cross the line into, oh, please, my God, don't show him on TV.
Yeah, no, definitely understandable. He definitely makes some choices. That's for sure.
Okay, besides the fact that he loves to make announcements about announcements, it's just he's so uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable watching him on TV.
Listen, all I want to tell him is like, it's okay to blink. Like, you can blink when you're on TV. It's possible.
True. And no, there's no way on this planet you can make me do a staring contest with Tony Khan. No, thank you.
He would win every time.
Okay, we're flipping the coin here. We're going over to the female side. Who is the lady that makes you go, why the hell did they give her a mic?
Okay, so again, like I said, AEW, I wanted to go with somebody I was more familiar with. And this is somebody who, in-ring, fantastic year. I think she's killing it and having herself a breakout year. But promos definitely need work, and that's Sky Blue. She's so very soft-spoken, and it doesn't feel like there's any tone or emotion when she speaks. But I feel like maybe doing like this character might be the right direction for her, and I'd like to see how it plays out and how she works with it, but she doesn't really have much like power behind her voice at all, and it's almost like tough to hear her, like literally when she cuts a promo.
Okay, so she's my choice as well for who the hell gave her a mic. Now I'm gonna go and say this: A, I want to chop up to her being young; B, working in AEW and them not knowing exactly what they want to do with her, if they want her to be the fun, cute babyface, or they didn't want to let her join the House in Black like they're doing now. So hopefully in 2024, she's going to team up with Julia Hart and be around Tommy Ann, Brody King, Buddy Murphy. And those guys are good on a mic.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, maybe finding more of a character for her to get into could help her with the promos and stuff. But the weird kind of like baby face promos where like you can barely hear her and she's kind of just like, yeah, I'm going to win the match. And it's not like engaging, I'll say, at all.
You know, if we could go back in time and start this over, this push of Sky Blue, what I would have done was have like Tony Schiavone or JR be there, have a heel come out as she's about to start the promo and cut her off. Then you have the match. And all she says is she accepts the match. They have a match. Her in-ring is getting better match after match. Let her in-ring work top for her. The fans go get by her because A, she's cute. She can wrestle and work with her on her promos and then let her have the mic by herself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like you said, I think they should do this, make this move by putting her in the House of Black and letting her work with them. If they can do half of what they've done with Julia Hart and helping her, Sky Blue will be killing it in 2024.
Exactly. I feel like, hey, you just need to keep these three guys in AEW so they can help the females with their promos and their in-rings working. Because Julia Hart, look at Julia Hart. You already get one prime example of success.
Yeah. She's having a hell of a year. And like you said, like the in-ring stuff for Sky Blue, she's great. She's absolutely stepped up the game. She just got to work on this. And I think she'll be good to go.
Well, Ashley, we're bringing the show to a close here because we're down to our final. Well, take it back. I got two awards left. My bad. Okay. Second to the last award is what the hell did I just watch? Ashley, what the hell did you just watch?
Again, we're going to talk about it because now we can talk about the segment in its entirety. This James Mitchell segment, what the hell?
Yes, it's my choice as well for what the hell did I just watch? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's at a NWA pay-per-view during around New Orleans, Louisiana. You have, if I remember right, you have their two announcers calling a match. They flip it to the backstage segment where James Mitchell is surrounded by a cast of characters from a B-rate horror movie and they're doing cocaine as the announcers are trying to call what they see. And I'm going, what the freak am I watching?
It's not even just like the like call to like let it happen. It's everything that this one spot has now cost this company. It's unreal.
Yes, they are the laughing stock of a professional wrestling. This were the simple fact of this 1 2.5 minute segment.
Baffling decision all around. I really hope they can recover because they have a lot of really great talent in NWA. I know they don't have the exposure that a lot of the other promotions do, but they've got to do something to kind of recoup their image after this.
Yes, they do. I'm hoping the best for NWA in 2024. But you know what? It leads us into the final word of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the worst promotion of the year. Ashley, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I feel like we're both going to say it's the National Wrestling Alliance. Am I correct in this assumption?
Yeah. I mean, that Sam Hain pay-per-view is going to go down in infamy.
It's going to be their December to Dismember for the relaunch of ECW by WWE. I would say I would rather watch December to Dismember by the WWE than that NWA pay-per-view.
And like I said, it's honestly, it's sad because like they have such great talent in NWA. And they don't have the exposure that anybody else does. And this was such an opportunity for some of these people who have never had this opportunity to kind of show a way larger audience what they were capable of. And because of like one dumb spot that it wasn't even a wrestling like related thing. It was just some like goofy spot that they were trying to do in the back. And now it cost them that. It's unreal.
You know, it's just crazy to think about. You're the owner of this company. You're about to sign this deal with a TV network. You would think in the back of your mind going like, guys, why are we doing this? Let's cut this. Let's just do something else.
Yeah. And like I said, hopefully they can recover. But I'm a little concerned that this may cost them at least some talents who might be upset and might not agree. And, you know, they've been relegated now to the CW app as opposed to being on television weekly. it's going to be rough, but it's not impossible to overcome, but they really have to find something to turn it around.
True. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been your 2023 Winston of the Awards here on Radio Free Professional Wrestling. Ashley, before we go, where can we find you on the Super Information Superhighway, where we can find all your wrestling takes as we head into 2024 and Wrestle Kingdom 18?
I am on Twitter, and it's on @groovy_ash_.
And you can always follow the show on Twitter @RadioFreePW. We're also on Instagram and TikTok underneath the same handle, RadioFreePW. If you want to go back to listen to any show in 2023 that we've done, go over to www.radiofreepw.com. We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very happy start to your 2024. Me and Ashley will be right back here with you on New Year's Day with a very special episode. And until then, Ashley, Merry Christmas and guns up.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Just have a chill time if you don't celebrate anything at all. And guns up.
Christina here. On behalf of the guys, thanks for listening. Like the show? Do us a favor and share it with a friend. Have a stunning question? Email it to the show at radiofreeprowrestling@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Radio Free Pro Wrestling. Stay stunningly.